Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission recently met regarding the military. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is an encouraging part of what the administration is doing now. This is the fourth public hearing, which you just referred to, regarding the military, but the previous ones, and one of our student client actually testified in that one. And they're all regarding religious freedom in different sectors of society.
Yeah, this is the fourth public hearing now to discuss religious liberty issues in the military. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, which houses the commission, the objective of the hearing and the hearings that they've done is to recognize present threats to religious liberty in the military and to identify ways to strengthen religious liberty for all service members. The previous hearings were devoted to exploring the nation's broad foundations of religious freedom from religious and legal scholars and understanding the current religious liberty landscape in public and private education from teachers, students, as well as parents. So in this particular case, it's focused on military. So Liberty Counsel represents a number of military. In fact, we led the nation on litigating on behalf of the military, and we got a class action injunction against the Department of Defense and the United States Marines because of how they abused military members. But we represented members from a lot of other branches as well.
Regarding the COVID shot mandates, and it was just horrendous what they were doing to these military members, forcing them to take the COVID shot, even though they had religious accommodation, and they were just doing everything like as a template, just saying, you're denied, without even really looking at their particular case.
That's right. So we had a case called Navy SEAL 1. We had a bunch of different other plaintiffs versus Austin and Colonel Financial Management Officer versus Austin. And those were different aspects of litigation that we filed on behalf of a wide variety of people in the United States Navy. Mm-hmm. We also filed on behalf of the United States Marines as well as cadets. We had a person who was literally going to be kicked out of the academy, even though he was number one in his class. They were going to kick him out. And fortunately, we got an injunction prohibiting that.
Of course, this was all during the Biden administration.
Yeah, that was during the Biden administration. And what we found, Holly, I mean, every one of us here that lived through that will never forget it because it was a moment of intense activity, 7 days a week, into the evenings, early mornings, during holidays. Well, we would get orders from the courts at all different times of the day or weekend or night. And we got phone calls from all these different people. We did conference calls, and we did one specifically just for the military.
And remember some of the situations some of these military were in, like they were going to be shipped to a different location, their furniture was in a different location, their family was in a different location, and they didn't care. All they wanted them to do was get the COVID shot.
Yeah, during COVID, this was really an eye-opener. You would think that the military would respect their service members, especially those that have been dedicated for so many years, but they didn't care. It came down from Biden to Secretary of Defense Austin, and from there to the top brass that had been changed since Obama. Many of the good people had been pushed out, and bad people had been, you know, taking their place, people that were ideologues, liberal in their thinking as well. And so they forced this mandate on all of these military service members, and they abused them in a very bad way.
You remember Austin, he'd wear the mask and then a shield over that. And
Austin had, he had double mask,
yeah,
and then he had a shield over his face. It was just the most
And that's how you're going to present yourself before your troops.
That's the Secretary of Defense back then.
Yeah, yeah.
So they actually did things like what you were saying. They would separate families. Like, for example, they had people that were deployed in Japan or Germany, and they wouldn't let them come back home. to be with their families.
Or they would miss their promotion or get demoted, or they're threatening to discharge them, all kinds of
horrendous things. We had a commander of a Navy warship who had done various kinds of deployments during COVID. He was very healthy, and he did not want to get the COVID shot. Most of the people on his ship got the COVID shot. He was one of a very small handful that were nuclear trained. His goal was ultimately to become a captain on one of the aircraft carriers, a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. And he was the captain of this Navy warship. And they targeted him with lies and coercion. We went to court. It was a dramatic moment when he got on the stand and he talked about how he should not be the one there defending the Constitution. Those above him should be there defending the Constitution. But, you know, what we found was there was this systemic problem in the military. It wasn't just regarding COVID. They had what purported to be religious protections, but they did not abide by them. And if they had a command from on top, in this case coming from Joe Biden, down to the people below him, if they had a command, it didn't matter whether there was the religious free exercise, the RFRA, that is part of federal law. It didn't matter if there was a First Amendment. It didn't matter if they had their own internal policies protecting religious freedom. They would force you against your will, and they would embarrass you, and they would out you, and they would harass you. They would do things like, for example, one case, we had a person who did not want to get the shot, so they relieved him of his duty. He had to then drive home, and then they would call him in, and it was quite a drive to get in. And when he got in, they would have him sweep out a closet, or they'd have him move a box from A to B and then send him home again.
It's humiliating.
Just humiliating him every day. We need you to move that box from one side of the room to the other. And then, by the way, now your duty is done. Go home again. And they would do that every day. That's the kind of humiliating thing that they would do to these people, some of whom had placed their lives on the line in the Middle East.
Hmm.
Well, what we found is now that the COVID shot mandate was in the past because of the lawsuits that we and others won, and we led the nation on this.
Yeah, we won that victory.
They had to repeal their mandate for COVID.
Right.
They then went into the other vaccines, the flu shots. And we know that, for example, many of these flu vaccines are made with aborted fetal cells. We also know that they're not effective. We also know now that this particular flu shot, the more you get the flu shot, the more you're likely going to get flu. People who get this flu shot are more likely to actually contract the flu from this flu shot. So there are people who have a very similar belief. They don't want to have aborted fetal cells. They don't want to harm their body. They have a religious objection, and guess what? What's happening? They're harassing them as well.
Yeah, and that's why this Religious Liberty Commission was so important to have this hearing, to get their stories in front of the president, in front of the public. For example, one of our clients was a U.S. Marine Corps first lieutenant. Of course, he got religious exemption from the COVID shot, but now he faces the Tdap and flu shots and an administrative discharge after being denied a religious accommodation to those two.
Yeah, they're going to discharge
him. It's not over.
If we don't intervene and win, because he doesn't want to get the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened is the recruitment plummeted around all the branches of the military because people didn't want to go into this coercive environment where morale was low.
Right. And President Trump has been stellar about our military and treating them so well. So this information needs to go before him, which I'm so glad it happened, as well as the public.
Yeah, so what we presented here is one of our clients that we have now, because we still have people in the military that we are representing now under these other kinds of vaccines that they want to be opted out of. So in 2025, despite the officer's sincere faith-based request to abstain from the Tdap and flu vaccinations, which a chaplain affirmed, by the way, the Marine Corps gave the officer a boilerplate denial virtually identical to those used during the COVID-19 mandates that we won multiple times in court. We won many, many injunctions in court. Mm-hmm. We never, in fact, lost an injunction in federal court. And then we eventually got the class action lawsuit. So continue to pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to represent our men and women in the United States services, all branches of government, to protect their religious freedom. Of all places, these people are defenders of our freedom. The Constitution and religious freedom ought to be paramount within the military to protect their freedom because they're protecting our freedom. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.